Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And at the last segment, we said goodbye to Councilwoman Anna Kaplan. And this segment, we're saying, hello, Anna.
We're welcoming you back because we wanted to find out more things. Like, for example, what's the best part about your job?
You know, I have to tell you, I was so busy living in my own bubble, raising my kids, and being a housewife and supportive wife. I have to tell you, the best thing about my job is really interacting with so many different groups of people. One of my best experiences was going to a Baptist church, going to different houses of worship, whether being Baptist church, whether being synagogue, whether being a mosque. I truly enjoy meeting people from all over. You know, going to St. Aloysius and meeting a lot of our Spanish constituency. The Baptist church, the church actually that's on East Shore Road, we went and I had the pleasure of having my mother-in-law visiting. And she came with me. And we sat there and we sang with them. And it was so nice just to meet the group that goes there. It's the AME Zion Church on East Shore Road.
Oh, okay, absolutely.
And they have such a beautiful gathering. Bishop Harvey's church, you know, and being part of that. I met some wonderful El Salvadorian group that live in Carl Place and Westbury area, Spanish group, Haitian group. I truly believe each and every one of these groups add to the quality of our life. You know, from the African American who've been there for years and years and years, until now, all these other immigrants coming in. And I have to tell you, as a Persian, I think it's a pride point for me. People tell me they love Persian food, and they go there. We have 3-4 of them in the town. And they ask me which one I go to. So I have to, like, really say all of them because I can't really point one over the other. But how nice is it for us to go and experience each other's different cultures, food, and spend time together?
I agree.
And we also have some groceries that reflect the diversity as well.
Yes.
And they have specialty items that they just line up for, and they ooh and ah the quality of what they are, you know, presenting to the public, and it goes over very, very largely.
Yes, it does. And how nice is it to be able to share that with people who are not used to it and let them participate in that, let them experience that and feel a different connection with each other, you know? It truly is. It's, I think, the fabric of this country. It's a tapestry of all the different communities, all the different people coming from all different parts of the world, coming here, working very hard, and being a great part of this community and building on that.
Absolutely. And what hit me with what you're just talking about is families working very hard.
Yes.
And I know you were a big part of the Family Leave Act. Which
yes,
was an important
paid family
thing,
leave.
Paid, thank you. And things like this are not paid attention to until it's something you need.
Yes.
And then you're appreciative.
Absolutely. I think it is a very important thing for us to do all these legislation that are really very meaningful to our residents. We have children whose parents are getting older and they would like to take care of them, or something does happen that they need to take care of them and they're not able to. The paid family leave allows them to take that time off and to take care of whether it's a parent or whether it's a child. It really speaks, again, volume of about understanding your community and your residents and your people and trying to do right by them. I think even minimum wage being raised to $15. We live in one of the most expensive states and one of the most expensive areas. People have to be able to earn a minimum amount so that they could put a little food on the table, that they could take care of their family. Those are all human rights, and those are really the things that we believe in, and we push very hard in the town and making sure giving everybody a fair chance, leveling the playing field so people can move themselves up and lift. We can all lift each other.
Anna is also exemplary in the role of woman today as far as being a career woman, balancing with a family, and showing us, without committing suicide as Kate Spade did this week, and I'm bringing it up because she's got a smile on her face, yet she's got so much on her plate, and she has done somewhat of a similar road in that she started with a career, then sort of wanted to be mom at home, to be a role model in that sense, and then has also transitioned back out again as working mother, if I may call you that.
Absolutely.
And yet you've maintained your family life and balanced it. So that alone, hats off.
Thank
for
you.
Us as women to see this.
Thank you. I really
and me as a man to acknowledge it also. Okay, come on. It can't just be women, 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 ladies.
No, we definitely need our
wonderful
male supporters.
With the balancing act, but women are sort of breaking through the glass ceiling in that area as well. So
I really believe there have been wonderful women in history who worked very hard and paved the road for someone like me to run for office. And I also, in turn, have a responsibility for the next generation. If nothing else, I would like young girls to know they can do anything they set their mind. I always tell the young people, whenever I go to one of these graduations or events that really revolve around the kids, I say, dream big. Set your goals high. You can achieve anything in this country. And I won't say that it's easy, but you know what? Nobody's life is easy.
Right.
And no job is easy. Every job has its own pressure and its difficulties, but it's working through those difficulties. And you have the right partner with you. You can lift each other. You can be that support system for each other. And you can really achieve anything you would want to, whatever that may be. I always thought I was going to become a lawyer and I was going to work and I was going to be a working person my whole life. I have to tell you, I had my child and I wanted to stay home, you know? And to me, that was very important. And thank God I'm a beneficiary of that now. My oldest one is finishing her third year of college. My youngest one is just finished her first year. And she just got back, and she's helping me with the campaign. And we were sitting and talking, and she says, Mom, I had very good childhood. I remember when you tried to make sushi for us at home or donuts for us.
How did the sushi go?
It actually was not bad.
Okay.
I did not put fish. It was vegetarian sushi.
Oh, okay.
But we bought the kit, and we worked together, and we did it together as a project. And I cherish those moments, too, the same way that I really cherish doing something for a bigger group of people.
But you didn't let the stress and the pressure affect you emotionally. You sort of thrived on it to some degree and let it move you beyond.
I am
right.
Truly blessed. I think every one of us have pressure and have stress in our life, from the 5-year-old all the way to 80-year-old. We have to learn to deal with our stresses. We have to be able to say, I can't do it myself. I need to look for help. And there are plenty of help. Please, please don't feel helpless and don't feel like you're the only one. There are many people who suffer, but there are help that they can really go out there and get.
And that's what Project Independence is all about, in that we're reaching out to one another to keep the network going.
Right. Nobody, yes. In the town of North Hempstead, literally, nobody is alone unless you want to be.
That's correct.
You call 311, you have somebody at your side. We're almost out of time again, believe it or not. And I want to throw in one thing. The town of North Hempstead has a AAA bond rating, which means everything that's being done in this town is being done conservatively.
That's right.
And Anna has the credit of accomplishing the Manhasset Park, which I drive it home from the UU, which is my congregation. They're playing soccer at 9 o'clock at night under the lights. I mean, and somebody would turn around and say, look how they're wasting the money. We have kids and adults. These are not just kids.
Absolutely.
Enjoying a park. But we still maintained fiscal integrity.
Absolutely.
We didn't throw the money away. That's the most important thing to remember. And that's the same thing for our seniors.
Yes. Yes. We really are blessed. Town of North Hempstead is one of the greatest places that you could be in as a child, as a senior, and everyone in between.
That's the truth. When you put it together, and the importance, and which is you're not taking either side of the party. You're working with your Republicans on
Absolutely.
The board there to get something accomplished. It's very rare, not that I'm watching every vote, but it's very rare in the town that there's bickering and fighting. Most of the votes are pretty unanimous.
Yes, we work very hard. We work very well together, and we do understand it's not about us and it's not about the parties. It's about representing your constituents. And I have to say, we have a great leader. Supervisor Bosworth is always there to work with every single council member. And I think by communicating and telling each other what each of our district's needs are, we help each other.
Right.
And we make the town even better as a whole.
Terrific. Now we are saying goodbye to Anna. For the real thing now. This time she's not coming back. Anna, thank you so much. I appreciate this. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
Thank you.